Let's start off here with a hard yet vital truth. You will end up sadly disappointed in both your life and relationships if you expect people will always do for you as you do for them. Not everyone has the same heart as you have, and you don't need everyone to have a heart like yours. While relationships can be a richly fulfilling source of intimacy, pleasure, and love, it's also true that they can trigger us to close up our hearts. This is a continuous struggle for the majority of the population, and also the single greatest point of potential for our personal growth. Which is precisely why this book, a book about happy, successful relationships, starts with self. When it comes to self-love, self-worth, and self-improvement, it's easy to be constantly seeking. We want more for ourselves. We want more for our families. We want more in our businesses. We want more in our careers. Being successful in these areas of life always seems to be about reaching for something. We want to attain the goal, to be one step further than we are. But to truly find a place of self-love, we need to dial it back. We need to be gentle with ourselves and take time to appreciate how far we've come and be happy with where we are right now. One of the ways we do that is to be sure we schedule alone time when we can sit and think, perhaps by going to bed a little earlier so we can step back and take a look ahead and think about what we want to be doing with our time. This is time we put on our calendar, right next to everything we have to do for the week in the business and for our family routine, so that we can be aware of our individual needs as well as each other's needs. We also practice self-inquiry, checking in with our own thoughts and challenging ourselves with questions like these. Are these thoughts I'm having true? Who am I with this thought in my head? Who would I be without this thought? What is the opposite of this thought? And is there any truth in that? Angel recently started using some of her alone time to float. That's right, float. A float studio is like a spa where you can float in a pod that's filled with water and 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt. It's a form of sensory deprivation that leaves you alone with your thoughts and allows for deep relaxation. Angel floats without music, and she uses it as a form of meditation. It's a way to challenge yourself to recognize thoughts and let them go without attaching to them. You want to get to the state right before you fall asleep. You may even start twitching. The idea is to be absolutely relaxed and in the present moment, without a to-do list, a destination, or any responsibilities, and to be okay with yourself as you are. Taking time for herself in this way, Angel has experienced benefits such as feeling more patient, kind, and caring towards others, and less irritable and frustrated. All of these self-love and self-worth practices ultimately mean we take care of ourselves so that we can bring our best self into our relationships, with each other, with our son Mac, and the rest of our family, and with our friends. If you want to improve your relationships, the first place to start is always with yourself.